Hey, what's up, y'all? So I'm going to talk today about the idea of a land grab. I heard that term recently. I can't remember who said it, but they're talking about their startup. And you hear that a lot with startup software businesses. You probably hear it a lot in other industries. But it's the idea that you've got to go get as many customers as quickly as possible early on so that they, so that you beat out your competition and own a big share of the market and blah, blah, blah. By the way, before I get into this too far, I have to say this. Land grab is a military term. So is war room. When companies use military terms to describe what they're doing, frankly, I find it laughable. I mean, it's just silly. Come on. Really? If you're sitting in your, quote, war room planning your land grab so you can take over the world, just stop. Stop taking yourself so seriously. It's just a business, folks. Seriously. I mean, real war rooms used by real militaries to plan real wars, the implications are a billion times more important than what you're doing with your business. I'm sorry, but they are. So if that's a warning sign. If you and your team, or if you're part of a team that's doing that, just what's the real objective here? Now, here's the thing. A land grab, as we call it, is the idea of getting all these customers as quickly as possible. Well, we've talked before about what are decisions, what are the root causes of decisions we make in any aspect of life, but in this case in business. It's either coming from fear or it's coming from love. It's I'm scared this will happen, so I need to do this, or I love doing this, so I'm going to keep doing it. Now, land grabs are based on fear, because you're scared that if you don't go get as many customers as quickly as possible, competitors are going to come in and you're going to lose your opportunity to dominate your marketplace and build this big business and blah, 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 blah. Now, look, here's the thing, folks. If you have investors, you're very lucky if you're not having these conversations. If you have investors, they're probably coming and telling you to set up your war room and plan your land grab. But here's the thing. So you can take over the world. But here's the thing. That is because the objective there is to grow as quickly as possible and get as many customers as quickly as possible so you can show this big spike in revenue every year or however long you've been doing it, so you can sell the company for a lot of money or take it public and the investors make a lot of money and you make money. If that's your plan, go to your land grab. But if you want to build a great business and you want to build a legendary brand, do not take that approach. Because if you're doing a land grab, you're focused on getting customers. You're not focused on making your product great and easy and simple and something that solves a business problem that makes them very happy. You're not focusing on taking great care of your customers. You may say that in your war room, but you're not. You're focused on bringing in customers. You can't focus on all these things at once. So what I would highly suggest, if you don't have investors and you don't have to, don't think that if you don't go to a land grab right now, and by the way, this, quite frankly, this goes into a lot of decisions on whether you have to get investors or not. If you're able to take your time and you want to do it the right way and you don't believe you have to do a land grab and you want to focus on taking great care of your customers and providing a great solution and knowing that you're going to be around in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 20 years, do it the right way and don't worry about that. In that situation, maybe you don't need investors. Another topic that is for another episode, but it certainly touches on why these types of decisions are made and where they come from. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I never thought that we didn't need to do that, because I did. And by the way, Wes and I talked about, before we started doing these podcast episodes, one of the important things, I mean, this kind of went without saying, it wasn't like we had to convince each other this, we both just knew this, we think a lot alike on this stuff, is we just need to be honest and real and authentic, right? I mean, that's kind of how we do everything, or it is how we do everything. So we can sit here and say these things now because we know 10 years in and 7,000 customers in what works and what doesn't work. We've gotten things right and we've gotten things wrong. We've thought things would happen that didn't. We thought things wouldn't happen that did. We've had ideas and certainly early on in the business, folks, it's part of why we're doing this, is to help you get past a lot of this stuff. It's very easy to make decisions based on fear because you don't know. You don't know if your business is going to, you believe in it, you believe in what you're doing, but you don't know, you don't have the evidence that it's going to be successful because you haven't done anything yet. So it's easy to make decisions based on fear and to think, gosh, we got to do this, we got to get as many, we got to do a land grab. I thought like, hey man, if we don't get a lot of customers quickly, well, you know, if they go to somebody else, they're not going to switch to us. And the ones we get, they're not going to switch to anybody else. Bullshit. Wrong. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is, today, right now, there are the vast majority of independent restaurants don't use anything. They don't have a software, that is. So they're going to make a decision. They're going to go to somebody at some point. And maybe they even choose, you know, they choose somebody other than us. But here's the thing, folks. We're here to serve independent restaurants. We've built our product and our whole business and our whole philosophy and our whole strategy and everything we do around that. And there are independent restaurants using other software tools right now that are not happy. And they're going to eventually find their way to us. Most of them will. It happens all the time. We get customers all the time. Hey, we're using this, you know, general employee scheduling software. It's built for kind of any industry. It's not specific to restaurants. We've heard about you. We're going to switch to you. Great. Or we're using this other restaurant scheduling software, but it's built for chains and it's got way more than we need and it's kind of complicated. We're going to switch to you. Awesome. That's great. Or, you know, we'll have a customer say, hey, we love you guys, but, you know, you don't have this integration I need or whatever. I'm switching to somebody else. Okay, that's fine. So the point is, know what you want to do, who you want to serve, and then go out and build a great product for those customers and take great care of those types of customers. And at the end of the day, it'll all settle in where it's supposed to. The right people, the people you want to serve, the people you're focused on, that you care about, that you love doing business with, that you think about every day, they're going to come to you. The people that think differently, they have different needs, they're going to go to somebody else. What products do you use right now as a business owner or as a business person or as a consumer? Was it part of a land grab and there's so much friction to change that you can't? Or is it because you like the product and you want to do business with that company? 99 times out of 100, it's the latter. You like the product, you like doing business with the company, there you go. I mean, that's ultimately where this stuff settles in. So I hope this helps you think through some of these issues. I definitely hope if you're using military terms, you'll stop. that's a personal thing. But more importantly, just be careful. Be careful. If your investors are talking about land grab, or if you're thinking you have to do that, you don't. Slow down. Take a deep breath. One customer at a time. And 10 years later, you have a business that you love. You'll be doing something every day that's sustainable, you could do forever, and you'll be proud of what you built.